Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulligan.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we are the wrestling podcast. We talk about the wrestling you grew up with, but we also talk about pop culture, geek culture. Today we're talking about comic books.
Uh-huh.
On the last episode, we talked about Batman, and you asked me, you know, what were some of the best series that I did. So I tried to stick to Batman. One that I forgot to mention that I just remembered was a series called Identity Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something you want to talk about today, going back. Well, you wanted to. They're in the rebirth now.
Uh-huh.
And Civil War II is
right out. Mm-hmm.
And these are called crossover events.
Yes.
So 1985, to my knowledge, was the first big crossover event. So what a crossover event is, so Crisis on Infinite Earths was 12 issues.
Mm-hmm.
But then every other book, so you had those 12 issues, but then in Batman, you got Batman's perspective of what was going on in Crisis.
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of the day, and this was brilliant on DC's part, because they're trying to get you to buy comic books. And it's amazing now, like, we're, you know, 31 years later, that's still what they're doing. So Civil War II, you got Civil War II, Issue 0, Issue 1, Issue 2, then you got Spider-Man Civil War, X-Men Civil War, Inhuman Civil War, and it just, oh my, and to get the full picture, you got to drop some coin on
you. You do, and I ain't going to do that.
No.
But you can read just the thing, and you'll get the storyline. But I guess the other one, it just enhances.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
When they did the first Civil War, I can't remember the name of it, but there was one of the ongoing issues was from just a journalist perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a journalist covering what was happening in the superhero community, and that was really different. That was really cool. But I was telling you, go back, that's 30 years, Crisis on Infinite Earths. Well, you know, and you can buy the big, thick.
Right.
And that's what I recommend. And it's a great story. But I'll just go ahead and tell you, for a lot of people, it's going to be confusing.
Right.
Because it goes back to when there was a multiverse.
Uh-huh.
And we're not just talking about one Earth. Two Earths. We're talking about infinity.
Mm-hmm. Infinite Earths. It's right there. It's right there in the name.
So you had Crisis on Infinite Earths, and then you had Identity Crisis, which Identity Crisis...
You know what I feel like I need to do at this point?
What?
I need to interrupt you and ask you to jump ahead to, like, the return of Bruce Wayne or... Flashpoint or something where you can stop and go, oh, please, Mark, go ahead and tell us what happens. Because I'm swimming in the shallow end of the pool and you're the one in the deep. Usually we're talking wrestling and I'm filling all these gaps in. And it's great. You're going to get to shine without me jumping ahead. But I feel like I should just so you can calm me down.
Okay, Mark, you gotta do it in order.
Okay.
Identity Crisis is really a prequel to Infinite Crisis, which involves a lot of the characters from Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Okay.
In this process, okay, this whole storyline, there's a, you get the return of Jason Todd. The return of Jason Todd is explained through the Infinite Crisis. I want to say Jim Lee. The artwork, it's amazing. It's really, really good. And then they did Final Crisis.
Uh-huh.
So Final Crisis, you don't really have to read all the other Crisis for Final Crisis.
You told me I did at the store the other day. No, you can't read that if you're not going
to
read
this. To understand
it.
To understand Final Crisis, because you're dealing with different villains and things like that. But to know the full history, the full arc of the DC Universe, yes, you got it. But to me, Final Crisis was just a money grab.
Right.
And so what happened with Final Crisis is Grant Morrison had, and I love Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison had been writing Batman. Well, he wrote Final Crisis. And Final Crisis was just a way to, spoiler alert, kill Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So then guess what he got to do?
Bring him back.
Yeah, bring Batman back. And so, I would say it's a really cool arc if you start Crisis on Infinite Earth to Return of Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of connectivity, especially if you read Grant Morrison's Batman run through Final Crisis to Return of Bruce Wayne. A lot of really cool beats in that. But all of that, all of those series, except for Identity Crisis, just 7 issues, and it's out of continuity. I mean, it's in continuity, but I don't think there was a lot of crossovers with it. They're just trying to get you to buy more comics.
You think that's what they're doing?
I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
And they're ridiculously expensive.
They are. DC, so one of the things we're going to talk about is DC. So DC 2011 started the New 52. And it's kind of tough. And they restarted everything. Everything starts at issue one. And they changed a lot of things. And I've been trying to go back and read some of those and understand some of the changes, and just happened. I don't get it.
Haven't been successful in doing that. But now they're trying to explain those changes, I guess. That's the rebirth thing. Here's why it was different.
So my whole point, and this is where I'll quit. We'll try to do some.
No, I'm fine. It's fine with me, man.
Is why is there? I mean, I know they're trying to sell comics. But it's almost like once we got Crisis, and then Marvel did.
Have you been sitting there without the headset on the whole time?
Yes. But it's been recording.
You sure?
I mean, I've been talking plenty loud.
Yeah, that is true.
When did I take this off?
I don't know. Did you ever put it on?
I don't know.
You want to pause and go back and listen to yourself and make sure it can hear you?
I'm sure it can, because when we're at a wrestling show, it hears everything.
True.
And I'm right here and I'm loud. Hey, golly, I'm such a moron. I think I took it off when we took a break.
That's funny, man.
I just was sitting here and I'm like, funny. There's the...
What's the headset doing laying on the table?
So they did Crisis, then Marvel did Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And that changed some characters. Spider-Man got his black alien suit.
Right.
Then they did Secret Wars. They just did Secret Wars 2. They did Civil War. There was something after Civil War. Secret Invasion.
Fear Itself. It was like Fear Itself and House of M.
House of M. I feel like Marvel's done a lot more of those. House of M, I don't get Marvel sometimes.
I heard that it was not very good. That's why I never read it.
But all of these, like Crisis on Infinite Earths was a game changer.
Right.
Because they went from Infinite Earths to one Earth.
Right.
Secret Wars was a game changer because some people died and Spider-Man's got a new costume and there's some different things. Whereas House of M, Wolverine regains his memories.
Uh-huh.
So off of that, they did the Wolverine Origins book. and then they eliminated a lot of mutants.
Uh-huh.
But, like, to me, if you're not going to do something big out of it, mm-hmm. You know, like, after the first Civil War, Captain America dies. Mm-hmm. And so Civil War II just started. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Okay?
Yeah.
I think people get it. So what's happening in Civil War II? Civil War I was the fight over registration.
Right.
They were some heroes or filming a reality show. They come up on a villain who can't control his powers. They blow up a town.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the heroes got to register. And Iron Man says, hey, everybody register. And Captain America is like, no, we're not going to register.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a game changer because now everybody knows that Peter Parker's Spider-Man and all the, you know. So with Civil War II, what you've got is there was this mist released.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was released, anybody that had inhuman DNA got powers. So this guy gets the power to see the future. So he can see crimes committed before they're committed.
Mm-hmm.
So Iron Man's like, no, this is not a good idea. And it starts out with they stop. They show up right when the bad guy's there.
And they're there and they stop
it. And they stop it. And Tony's like, no, 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 this is not a good idea. And Gail Devers, who I guess is Captain Marvel, she's mm-hmm. like, no, this is what we got to do. So they agree that they're not going to use him, but they do. And they attack Thanos. Like, they show up where Thanos is, and he kills War Machine and She-Hulk.
Well, he doesn't kill She-Hulk. She-Hulk's in a coma.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just read issue 2.
I did too. Okay,
I was. I mean, she's in a coma.
Okay, I thought she was dead.
I
think you're right. Yeah, now I think about it, because when they're telling Tony Rhodey's dead, they don't tell him that Jennifer's dead.
That's right.
But Tony goes ballistic, mm-hmm. goes and kidnaps the kid because he wants to know how his powers work.
Right.
But again, you've got this. So I don't know what the point of this is.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Civil War One, I mean, nothing bigger than Captain America and Iron Man on different sides.
Yeah, now,
right in Marvel.
In Marvel now, that's right.
Right.
But, like, before, it would have been X-Men and Wolverine. And
no, that's right. I mean, right.
And that's what I wanted to get to with you at some point.
Yeah, and so the X-Men are not anywhere.
And they're not. They may show up for a cameo. We've talked
Jean
about
Grey
it.
Jean Grey was in there briefly.
They're in
which I didn't. I thought Jean Grey was dead from the Dark Phoenix saga a thousand years ago. Yeah,
which, by the way, is a really good story.
Yes.
If you've ever read that. So. And then it ends the way I like the way it ends. This issue 2 ended though with spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That with the Hulk, with the vision of the Hulk killing everybody,
and the kid just looks at him and says, "I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The Hulk's gonna kill all of you."
Yeah.
that's great.
Yeah.
But so here's the thing, man. Like you mentioned it, I don't even know her name. She when I'm reading Rebirth. These are characters that I'm familiar with. I know Superman. I know Batman. I know The Flash.
Yeah.
I know Green Arrow. These are the ones that I'm reading, and I'm reading the Teen Titans. So I'm like reading. I told you the only ones I'm really not reading are Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I kind of like Green Lantern. But you have to draw a line with what comics I'm willing to buy.
No, that's right.
And spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Wally West is a big part of the Teen Titans, and he's a big part of this storyline.
Yeah.
So you have to read The Flash and Teen Titans to get the storyline, because that's where it's happening at. It's as much as like the Batman and Superman stuff ties into it, the story with Wally West has been transferred to Flash.
He's the narrator.
Right.
In that Rebirth
issue. Mm-hmm. But here's the but I know those characters, so I buy Flash one. And the first page says a long time ago, the night of the storm, and it's one page of there was some chemicals, there was some lightning, now I'm the fastest man alive.
Yeah.
Okay. I already know the story.
Yeah.
Same Superman, Superman's dead, I guess. Earth 1 Superman's dead, so Earth 2 has come here to replace him, is that correct?
But it's not the same Earth 2 as when Crisis on Infinite Earths happened. It's
That's confusing to me.
See, what it is it's like it's the pre, so before New 52, Superman and Lois were married.
Mm-hmm.
They were having a kid. Well, when New 52 happened, it's a single Superman who's becoming a blogger instead of working for the Daily Planet.
What universe, by the way, because on the Flash TV show, the girl starts out as a blogger. And I'm just telling you, as two guys who work in this internet medium, where's this universe? That's the hardest part for any of this stuff for me to wrap my head around, is these people that start blogging and doing podcasts and become superstars. I got a harder problem like believing that than I do a guy can fly and shoot laser beams out of his eye.
Well, I think a lot of them, they, you know, Clark Kent had a platform and then he... You know, he goes from the Daily Planet to being a blogger or whatever.
Got you. But, I'm sorry, go ahead. Because I'm trying to get my head around what's going on with Superman, and I thought you could help me with that.
And what, so what they're trying to do, okay, and this is kind of the what I want the crux of the conversation to be, is Rebirth is basically an oops. I mean, what I mean is, sales are down.
Mm-hmm.
The New 52, and I see they're 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Man, they're like, man, we got to breathe some fresh air into these characters. These characters are 70 years old, and as we've been leading up to Rebirth, I read something from Geoff Johns that they tried something different, and it got rejected. Okay.
I think it's just like wrestling. If you just tell good stories, people will get into it.
And I think
it's really not that much more complicated.
And what I saw from Geoff Johns was he was like, you know what? DC's about our heroes. So what I get a sense from Rebirth is they're really gonna get back to basics. Like they're gonna have these they're not publishing as many comics. Some of
really? Because I get the impression that they got like two or three titles coming out every week. But it's of here's Flash, but like, here's Batman, Superman.
But like Batman, it's coming out twice a month.
Right.
But Flash, twice, I think Flash. But they're not, like instead of having 30 titles, they're tightening that up.
So it'll be Batman, Detective Comics, Superman and Action Comics, and then the other big pillars.
And then there's some other supporting character issues. But there for a while, man,
DC was like Superman and Superman Unchained. And
There for a while, man, DC was putting a lot of, like especially with, we talked about Final Crisis. Final Crisis, at its heart, sucked. Because it wasn't about Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Gotcha.
Like, Infinite Crisis, it's about Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman are not getting along.
Gotcha.
And when they don't get along, bad things happen.
Gotcha.
Final Crisis is like, Grant Morrison, as good as he is, he's trying to find, all right, who's the most obscure character that I can make the main person in this story?
Right.
And what DC has realized is like, you know what? People like the Huntress, but they really like Batman.
People don't mind seeing the Joker show up as the villain.
Right.
You know what I mean? People got no problem with that.
They're fine if the Huntress and Batgirl and Batwoman want to show up in Batman as supporting characters.
Uh-huh.
Great.
But they're buying Batman to read a Batman story.
Right. And just because they like it when they show up in Batman doesn't mean, oh, man, they like Batwoman. Let's do a Batwoman title. Let's do a Huntress title.
Right.
Let's do a Birds of Prey title.
There was like five different Harley Quinn titles when I was at Planet yesterday.
Yeah.
Who's reading all these Harley Quinn novels?
books. Yeah, I mean,
it's like Harley Quinn and Harley's Gang, and I mean, there was a couple of different Harley Quinn titles.
I've
been reading all that.
It's crazy.
But I wanted to, if I could, just draw that. What I was saying to get back to it was, I get the one page of who the Flash is, and I kind of know, you know. But then I go and I pick up Civil War Part One, and I start reading it, and all of a sudden Thor shows up. If you, what I'm saying is, if you want this to be a jumping on point for me, which these events are, they're a place to say, okay, Mark, you used to read comics. It got convoluted. We'd like to have you back. We're going to start over and start telling some stories so you can get caught up with us. And Thor is a woman, and they didn't tell me why.
Yeah.
They haven't. What happened? What happened to the guy who was Thor?
Yeah.
And why is he, where's he at?
I thought same thing.
And Captain Marvel is a woman. Why? Just explain. I don't have a problem with it. I'll follow you on the trip. Yeah. Tell me what's going on.
And the Falcon is Captain America.
Yeah, exactly. And Captain America's a bad guy.
Not yet in Civil War.
No.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't And so here's what I think they're doing with Civil War, okay? Civil War 2. The main characters in this story are the Inhumans.
Yes.
All right.
And who are they?
Exactly. But here's what Marvel's trying to do. You got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they introduce the Inhumans. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking, oh man, we've introduced them on the TV show. We need to make them more important in.
Okay.
And so.
So I don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I started watching.
I don't either. So let me tell you this. Do you know who would be in that Inhuman spot?
The X-Men. Right. If it wasn't for movie rights, that's an X-Men. That's exactly what I'm saying. When I'm reading the book, I'm going, this is supposed to be the X-Men.
Yes.
This is not supposed to be the Inhumans.
Yes.
And that's kind of my problem with it, man.
Yeah. No.
And that's why the only Marvel title I have bought is that Civil War book. And when it's done, because I'm reading Punisher, because I'm a Punisher mark.
Yeah.
But I can see me keeping up with like four or five DC titles every month. When they go to once a month again, I could see me going to the comic book shop every 2 weeks or getting on my Kindle.
Yeah.
But I got no beef with that. But I just don't see me. I'm 40 years old and I ain't trying to get into Guardians of the Galaxy and the Inhumans at this point.
Right.
I don't want to go back and catch up on all that backstory.
I think
I want to read a Wolverine book because I like Wolverine.
Yeah, and Wolverine is dead.
He's dead.
No, you know what Wolverine is? Well, it's a girl.
Yeah.
It's a girl now.
Yeah. But Old Man Logan is a good story. I haven't read the new one.
Yeah.
I probably will, but the original Old Man Logan's awesome.
See, to me, right now, Marvel is going through their DC New 52 phase.
Yeah.
But again, DC to me, now DC is letting a lot of the, like a lot of the characters off Arrow on the TV show have made their way, were making their way into the comic books. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
I don't know because I just picked up Green Arrow 1. So.
They need to know that it's okay. I'm a grown man. I can understand it if the TV show and the comic book aren't exactly the same.
Right. I can expect them to be.
I can understand if Felicity's not in the comic book.
Yeah.
But she's on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Cool if they're.
Just tell me a good story.
Right.
That's all I care.
And I feel like with Marvel now, they're letting their movie schedule dictate their comic stories.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Not just that they're letting it dictate them, like they're making decrees that don't give the X-Men any good stories and kill Wolverine so they can't make any more Wolverine stories since Fox won't let us have our Sony won't let us have our property back.
Yeah, it's
and that sucks for me.
Yeah.
The people that want to buy your comic books, that sucks because I want good Wolverine. I don't want to read a Wolverine story that's a woman. I'm sorry. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's a woman, what it got to do with is I'm a Logan fan.
Logan is Wolverine.
He is Wolverine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He is. He's Wolverine.
Yeah.
Why can't I just get some good Wolverine stories?
And they're not giving you
one. And they're not going to give me one.
Another thing that I didn't understand, Civil War II, as I started reading it, is Miles Morales is Spider-Man. Because somewhere along the way, they had the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
And they did some storyline. I think that was Secret Wars 2, where they blended that together. Which, to me, Secret Wars 2 was nothing but a copy of a story DC did called Convergence.
Yeah.
See, DC, they're trying to get, they're just throwing stuff at the wall. Convergence was an introduction of these older characters and these, some of these other Earths that they had done away with. And now, it was, listen, I've been reading comics 40 years, man. I can follow it pretty good. When you write a story that I can't follow, okay, you're missing the mark.
Yeah.
Okay. You're missing the mark. I do feel like with the rebirth, I feel like they're getting back to what they do best.
Yeah.
That there's not an agenda.
Good stories with familiar characters.
Right. Right. And
and Scooby Apocalypse is incredible.
Really? It's good.
It's good, man. I like it anyway.
Yeah.
I like it.
So was it a standalone comic or is it ongoing?
It's going to be an ongoing. And it's like completely throws out everything you know about
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Is he
still a talking dog?
Yeah. Like, Daphne was like a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist.
Oh, wow.
And now she has one of those ghost adventure shows.
Oh, okay.
And Freddie is her cameraman slash producer slash baby boyfriend.
Yeah.
And Velma is working in a lab where they have... They're creating these spores that are going to, you know, basically that if they're released, it's going to turn everybody into monsters kind of thing. And they get released.
I mean,
they're trying to make people, they're trying to curb aggression in people and it winds up going the opposite way. And Scooby is like the first dog that they tried to do some experimentation on. And they brought Shaggy in. He's like a dog trainer. Well, Scooby, like, failed. Like, all these other dogs are, like, hyper-intelligent.
Yeah.
But Scooby's kind of just a normal dog.
Yeah.
And he's got an implant that allows him to speak.
Oh, okay.
Where the other ones can speak like you and I speak, he speaks like Scooby-Doo speaks.
Oh, gotcha.
He's kind of the first generation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they basically want to kill him, and all the other dogs mess with him all the time, and Shaggy's like his best friend.
Ah.
And he keeps the other dog, and he won't let him destroy Scooby and stuff like that. And Velma is going to be a whistleblower and tell Daphne about what's going on down there, and they're in this facility that has a room, like a panic room for just a couple people. They wind up in the room when everything goes wrong, so they're locked in, and now the monsters have come.
Wow.
To take over the earth.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
It's like an adult retell. It's like a gritty real world reboot of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. It's like, it's a good story with familiar characters, but they're doing it different. And I'm okay with that. I'll go on the ride with you if they're different. I don't care.
See, that sounds like the Earth One stories that we've talked about where they came out with Superman Earth One. Volume 1, then Volume 2, where about every year they're coming out with a different story, but it's like Superman's a teenager on Earth. And then we got the one where we talked about Batman Earth 1, where like Alfred is like MI6, Penguin is the mayor, and Batman's trying to find out who killed his parents. And then I just read Wonder Woman Earth 1. And it's by Grant Morrison. It did not get good reviews, and I can see why it didn't get good reviews. It really didn't. I don't know how much it departed from the actual Wonder Woman story. But one thing DC has done, okay, is I've just been a Batman guy. But with this rebirth, anything that has rebirth on it, I'm trying to read.
Yeah.
These first issues, I'm trying to read and get a good, like they're going to do, you know, Justice League Rebirth. That I read the Teen Titans Rebirth. Because I'm trying to figure out how are they going to wrap this story up because we know, spoiler alert, it's involving Dr. Manhattan and the Watchmen.
Right.
So how
but
is all
so
that
weird,
gonna...
like they, and it's good storytelling yeah. to tease the Watchmen, cause, and then you've read, I don't know, I've read 6 or 7 comics since that tease, and it's only been mentioned once in The Flash.
Right, and they're just saying,
and
somebody
just said, we found a button.
Yeah, somebody did this.
Yeah.
We don't know who.
Yeah.
In the Titans issue, they're like, oh, we think it was Mr. Twister or something
yeah.
Like that. So right now, I'm going to have to say, I'm reading both. I'm reading Marvel and DC right now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm leaning, and I'm going to anyway, I'm leaning DC.
Oh, me too. Heavily leaning toward DC.
Yeah.
Because like, they're telling stories with characters. I said, I don't mind Thor being a female. I just need you to tell me what happened.
Yeah.
If you want me to start reading your books and keep me up, tell me what happened.
And why, okay, do you want to know why Captain Marvel is at the center of this story? Because they're making a freaking Captain Marvel movie.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
Vince McMahon's running Marvel because he's trying to force feed me stuff. And
yeah.
He's like, you got to like this because we're making this movie.
Right. And Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I saw all these big Doctor Strange. I don't care.
I think that movie's going to, I'll watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch
the movie. Because here's the thing. Marvel's got to understand there's two types of people they're dealing with. They're dealing with comic book fans. Excuse me, three types of people. Comic book fans who go to the movies, and then people that are going to go to every Marvel movie and never buy a Marvel comic book.
Right.
And what the mistake they're making is they're blending those. You got to keep, in my opinion, you got to keep those separate.
I agree.
Like
you got to, you still got, if you're going to sell X-Men titles, the stories need to be good.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it is like they have just Fantastic Four and X-Men, they have just, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Reed Richards was a key figure in the first Civil War.
Yeah.
We're 3 issues in, and I don't, maybe the Fantastic Four aren't around anymore. I don't know. But all I know is in Rebirth, the Trinity's right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're telling you why these are, you know, things are the way they are.
Right.
And if that feel we talked about on the last episode, that first Batman number one that just came out, that's a Rebirth tie-in. If that's the tone, if that's what it's going to be, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm all in.
That's a great story.
I mean, I am all in, and they're introducing a new hero/villain. And
have you read the Superman one yet? Where they're like on the farm? I mean, it just came out yesterday, I think.
Is that the one? Spoiler alert. Is that the one where Lex Luthor is trying to be the hero?
No. That may be Action Comics.
Oh.
This is like where they got Batman 1, Flash 1. This is Superman. That's the reboot of just the Superman,
okay.
Not Action Comics.
All right, then I need to go. I know. I thought I had read that.
Where it's him and Lois. I mean, you want me to say it? I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for him and Lois and the little boy Jonathan. Are
yeah,
on the
that's
farm.
The one.
They're like on the farm.
Yeah, and he says, "Look, Dad, Lex Luthor's on TV," and so he basically decides, "All right, I ain't." You know, they're on that thing of trying to keep secret.
Well, this is he tells him not to use his powers unless he's around, and he winds up frying their cat.
Right.
Maybe I just missed the page with Lex Luthor being on TV. Then maybe
it might be two different things. But yeah, he fries the cat, and then at the end,
he's like,
"Hey, I want you can use your powers to help me rebuild the barn."
Right, and he doesn't want to.
Yeah, he's like, "No, I don't really want to."
And then you get the scene where Superman goes outside, and Batman and Wonder Woman are there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're looking at the kid, and, you know, I'm just trying, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the point. They want me to read the next one so I'll know what's going on. Because Superman walks into the little boy's room and says, "I need for you to keep it quiet and get your stuff and come with me."
Yeah. Yeah, I think, see, I'm as excited right now for DC as I am for WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. I am so intrigued. I mean, think about the DC universe that we could have. That Batman has a son, and Superman has a son, and you got that relationship. That I don't even know if they thought about that yet.
And you, certainly.
And you got Superman, I know, in seeing some of the solicitations, he's training his son. He's teaching.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because they don't know the extent of his power. I mean, they're assuming, okay, he's going to have my powers, but they don't know how strong his son is.
Or what his son's temperament is going to be. He might not have the same, he might be a little impulsive and
right,
a little hateful.
I mean, he's got a little Lois Lane in him.
Yeah.
And,
which makes him the dumbest prize-winning journalist. Old spit curl and a pair of glasses, boy.
but I'm very, you know, just really, really excited because, like I said, you know, I just want a good story and I want it with familiar characters.
Is that like you said? That's interesting. Just that, like I said, I want a good story with familiar characters.
I think I said it, and then you said it, and then I said it again.
Uh-huh.
It bears repeating.
It does bear repeating, yeah.
I don't know what Marvel's doing right now.
They messing up.
Here's the thing.
Because I wanted to jump back on with them. Like, I was thinking, you know, I'm going to start reading these comics again because this is a good jumping on point for
yes.
me. So I'm going to do it. And I just started reading Civil War and I don't know any of these characters or what they're about or what their motivations are.
I tried to go back and read the first Secret Wars
mm-hmm.
back in the day. I just couldn't do it.
No.
I tried to read this most recent Secret Wars 2. I could, maybe, you know, maybe DC's basic arithmetic and Marvel's like rocket science. I don't know. But it's just not the same. The thing with Marvel now is being owned by Disney. It's almost like when Ted Turner bought WCW.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's right.
You can lose money. You know, they're making all their money on the movies now. Mm-hmm. DC has lowered their prices to $2.99 or whatever from $3.99, $4.99, $2.99. They're I see what DC is trying to do. I get a feel of what they're trying to do, and I'm excited. You know, I'm just excited. I'm more excited to read DC. I'll read Civil War 2 out of obligation because I've started it.
I'm gonna finish it. After that, I don't know that I'm going.
No, I'll be done. And when Doctor Strange comes out, I'll go see that movie. If it's a Marvel movie, I will go see it. Period.
I might keep reading Captain America to see what they do with
it. I will, yes.
It is intriguing to turn him heel after it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was on USA Today.
It's kind of a big jump, though, don't you think? Have we talked about this yet?
No.
Have we? Just that everything that he's done in 75 years, it's just a big leap for me that he was going to Hydra meetings when he was a kid.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
That all this time, he was a Hydra plant.
Yeah. It's too big of a leap, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, like, if he was a Hydra plant, then why did they find Bucky Barnes instead of him?
Right.
Like, I just don't.
That's what I'm saying. There's so, like, I heard another guy that writes comics, and I can't remember who he is now, but he said, it doesn't bother me that they made him a bad guy. It bothers me that the story's not good.
Yeah. It makes
it's
no sense.
It's written by a guy, because I read into it a little bit, a guy who's very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, like, those kind of values make you a Nazi.
Oh, wow.
It is. I mean, like, they said the guy come to him and wanting to write it because he's really into politics and he's really this and that.
Now, I did read on...
Red Skull's Donald Trump.
Yeah. I did read, it might have been on InfoWars, that they were talking about how, like, the bad guys on Captain America now were people wanting to control the border.
Uh-huh.
Like, they were evil.
Yeah.
And
they are. I mean, if you read it, that's kind of the stuff they're talking about.
Yeah, like the people, yeah. So, yeah, to this guy, Captain, to be somebody named Captain America, you are a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, that's what killed Dennis Day, contempt for the audience. That's what's going to kill Marvel. They're not writing the story. Nope, listen. I know you got to shake things up a little bit. Make Tony Stark a villain.
You can make Captain America the bad guy because he's not Captain America anymore. He had to get permission from the other Captain America to even be Captain America, from what I understand. The guy who was the Falcon,
yeah,
who becomes Captain America, told him, it's all right if you want to still be Captain America. As long as everybody, you know what I mean? What's he got to ask anybody? The Falcon is who he is because Captain America said he could be the Falcon.
I didn't know he had to get permission.
I read that because I kind of like went back and was saying, well, what's going on here? Why is this other guy Captain America? There again. They've changed everything. Everybody's a different character now.
Yeah.
Why can't the Falcon just be the Falcon?
Yeah, it's not like... Now, it's different if Dick Grayson's going to be Batman for a couple of months.
Right.
That's different.
That's different. But Batman don't have to get permission when it's time to put the suit back on.
Yeah, like Batman came back and Dick's like, hey, here it is. And he's like, no, I'm not quite ready.
Yeah.
You keep it for a couple more weeks. I tell you what was a good story, too, and they just finished. I think it was like 20 issues. Was when they did the Trinity War or something. And Dick Grayson died because his identity got exposed to the Earth and he died. Well, really, Dick Grayson became a secret agent working for an organization called Spiral. And so it was cool. I haven't read them all. I'm about halfway through. But it was weird reading this book. And it's Dick Grayson. And it is the character you've always known as Dick Grayson. All his personality. But he's a government operative.
Hmm.
So there's no disguise. And he's doing all these things. And he's interacting with new people. And I thought that was cool.
Right.
I thought that was really cool to take this character that I know and put him in a new...
It's a good story with a familiar character.
Yes. But they're trying to give me a bad story with unfamiliar characters too.
Yeah,
many times.
Like I hadn't thought about it, but they are like WWE. They're trying to force this new Thor down my throat without telling me why she's Thor.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're trying to give me a new Captain Marvel. Everything. They got rid of the X-Men, replaced them with Inhumans. There's no Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You giving me a new Spider-Man and ain't telling me where Peter Parker's at?
Yeah, Peter Parker's not even... Where is he?
He's somewhere on the Amazing Spider-Man. I assume he's still Amazing Spider-Man. Heck, I don't know.
If you had started reading about a year and a half ago, you know who Spider-Man would have been?
Spider-Woman?
Dr. Octopus.
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
No, uh-uh.
Like Spider-Man was dying and Dr. Octopus was dying, and so Dr. Octopus put his... spirit into Peter Parker's body, and he was trying to prove that he was the superior Spider-Man.
Hmm.
Let me tell you where Marvel lost me. Totally legit, okay? Straight shoot right here. Listen, we're reading about superheroes. We're reading about aliens. We're reading about men in iron suits. I can follow all that, okay? I'm willing to take a leap. I'm willing to, dare I say, suspend my disbelief. That's what we do in read comics.
Right. It's what we do when we watch wrestling.
When they brought Captain America back, and it's called The Return of Captain America, I'm just going to put it out there. For a major return, for a major story, it was the dumbest load of crap I've ever read in my entire life.
Okay.
It was so dumb. It so insulted my intelligence because the way they brought him back, it was such a leap. It was such, I cannot even put it into words. Like, I want to go find it so you, it's so bad you've got to read it.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't even put it into words. Like, And here's the thing. I know comic books. Mark, I can't explain to you how they brought him back.
Huh.
I can see the pages in my mind of how they brought him back. Can't explain it to you. I cannot explain to you how they brought him back. Because it had something to do with time travel and like Star Trek II, where Spock puts his spirit, his Katra, into Dr. McCoy. And then there's Red Skull, and there's that guy, that Marvel villain that's just a head in somebody's chest.
Yeah.
What the?
Woo!
That's how bad it is. I mean, that's
I forget that guy's name, but he pops up every once in a while. And
I just, you know, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Like if I get done and I'm like, what just happened? I never want to read another comic book again. Yeah. You have failed at your job.
Right. Whereas after I read the Rebirth story, like I wanted to go buy all these other titles and find out what happened. And after I read the first issue of The Flash, I can't wait for Flash. You know what I mean?
So like, so I'm so excited, okay? I'm so excited for a couple of reasons. Is you and I going forward here this month and into July, we're going to be more in tune with wrestling because it's gotten interesting again. Brand split, but also comic books. Like, we're going to have this whole nother thing that we've been talking about the past, and now we're going to have this current stuff that we'll be able to talk about. And I'm super excited about that. And I'm trying to go back and, you know, catch up with some stuff, and I'm trying to figure out why there are some DC titles that aren't restarting and they're just kind of continuing where they were.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know. Now, DC, if they didn't have a Suicide Squad movie coming out, they wouldn't be doing a Suicide Squad comic book.
True.
And Harley Quinn in the comic now looks a lot more like Harley Quinn, which is Margot. Yeah.
Margot Robbie is.
I was about to say Margot Kidder. That's not.
Yeah, that is not what she looks like.
Ooh, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's something else, boy.
Ooh, doggy. And she can act.
As we say at work. Yeah, she's a good actress, and she's smoking hot in that Harley Quinn outfit. I mean, she just is.
Have you seen Focus with her and Will Smith?
No, is it good?
It's great. There's one scene where they're at the Super Bowl, and it's just this great, great scene. And I love it because it's one of those, it's about con artists. Mm-hmm. It's one of those where you don't ever know who's getting played. Even to the very end, you don't know.
Kind of like Diggs Town.
Huh?
Diggs Town.
Diggs Town.
You ever saw Diggs Town?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what a great movie.
Who's in that?
Louis Gossett Jr. and James Woods.
Is that the one with the boxer?
Yes. Oh, it's such a good
Carrie
movie.
And I have had conversations about this, and I think he kept saying, Carrie, if you're listening to this, I can't remember if he talked about that movie because it was good or if he talked about it because it was bad, but I never saw it.
Oh, you.
But I just remember multiple conversations in high school about Diggs Town.
He probably, I got to imagine he thought it was good, man, because it, yes. You've got to see it, man.
Okay.
It's such a good movie, man.
Okay.
It's all about, like, this guy, what's his name? Honeydew Palmer or something like that.
Yeah.
Louis Gossett Jr. plays this boxer. And they go into town and make this bet that he can fight so many matches, like, over the course of 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's awesome, man. It is an awesome movie.
Is it is it okay? I'm trying to see. Is it streaming anywhere?
I don't know. But he, like, James Woods is a con man, and Bruce Dern is like the guy who runs the town, and he's the other con man that they're going to. Oh, Honey Roy. That's Honey Roy Palmer. That's, I knew it'd come to me, man. That Louis Gossett Jr. plays Honey Roy Palmer.
Have you ever seen The Sting?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's such good.
Yeah, that's a good. It. That's what it, but like. Diggs Town's like puts you in mind of The Sting.
Right.
You know, where you just, it starts going a certain way, and you just think, you know, what's going on here? And then at the end, the big picture, and it all, it's just awesome, man.
That's cool. That's cool. All right, I'll have to put that down on my list of.
You do, man, because I'm telling you, it will not disappoint. I hadn't seen it in a few years, and now I want to watch it again. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to buy it.
I'm looking at dang. I'm looking on iTunes. I can't get on the internet here.
I bet Pauline.
You know what? I'm going to tell you.
I bet she doesn't have it
because she doesn't have it because it's one of those. If I'd have seen it, one of us would have said something.
I would have bought Digstown if I'd seen it.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, listen, we're going to be searching for Digstown online. You know what you need to be searching for? DoubleDropKick.com. You need to go iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Hit that download button. Listen, we make life easy for you. If you go on either one of those, hit the subscribe button.
Go to Amazon and buy Digstown on DVD.
Click on the banner.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Go to Double Dropkick. Click on the Amazon banner. Get yourself...
Click on the Audible banner.
Get yourself some comics.
Yeah, you can buy comics through Amazon now, digital or...
It's awesome the way the Amazon's linked with Comixology now.
I think they bought them. And hey, if you want to follow along, I'm sure we're going to be doing much more comic reviews.
Yeah, I mean, I plan to at least read through Rebirth.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's good after that, I'll probably still try to read 2 or 3 titles. I don't know that I'm going to read the whole DC universe, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
I'd like to keep up with Batman and Superman and maybe Flash and Green Arrow.
And you just... And Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman and Teen Titans and that'll... Yeah. Justice League, when that starts.
Yeah, playing. That one's got to come out soon.
I think it's like... I got the checklist at home. I was at Planet, and they had a checklist of when everything was coming out. So you could see if you'd read them all. And it's great marketing, man.
Here's
a checklist. You can read along, and it tells you the order to read them in. It's good, man.
That's what I need. I need to know the order. Again... Yeah. It all started 31 years ago, Crisis on Infinite Earths, that crossover title. They want you to read it all. And in this Rebirth, okay,
they're giving
bits and pieces. Like, you can't just read Batman and know everything that's going on.
Right.
You got to read. I mean, I heard that Rebirth, the original Rebirth, and then Flash Rebirth and Titans Rebirth.
Flashpoint is a big, Flashpoint, uh-huh. which they're going to do on the show.
Yeah.
Next season. I know we talked a little bit about it, but because they keep mentioning the letter that Bruce Wayne's father sent back with the Flash when he fixed what he had done, that plays a part in this too. Spoiler, somehow that letter has something to do with something.
I just read all of Flashpoint the other day. You know,
can I borrow it then?
Yeah. Yeah, you can borrow it.
The book. You bought the book, right?
I'm going to let you borrow it.
Well, you don't have to. You act like I was, you know.
No.
Did you make a copy of those PWG DVDs?
I gave them to you this morning.
Oh, that's right. You did.
And I gave you the Progress DVD.
You did.
So, listen, hey, we got to go here. We got lots of movies to watch, lots of wrestling to watch.
Lots of comics to read.
Listen,
and one of us probably going to fiddle with our goober before the day's over with.
And tell you about it on Twitter at Heath Mulliken
and at the DDK show. I'm sorry, I can't help it, man. I can't help it, but do that to you. Not that.
I
can't help.
I think you've said quite enough. Leave the ending to me. All right,
just be quiet.
Yes, I'm Heath Mulliken,
and I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.